Today is the 21st of August, 2011, and this is the 600th broadcast of Weatherby House Church. And we know that the number 6 is the number of man, so we want to make certain that this broadcast is not exalting man.
Do we have a selection?
God has been my refuge daily. God has been my refuge daily. God has been my hiding place. He will ever lead me onward. He will take me home at last. He knows all my joys and sorrows. He knows all my trials and cares. He knows all my sins and errors. Yet for me he daily cares. He has taught my heart to love him. While he found me deep in sin, yet he loved me long before then, even before the world began. All my days I want to serve him. He has been so good to me. Every day shall be to praise him. Long his breath remains in me.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Oh, the precious name of Jesus. How it fills our soul with joy. In his loving arms receive us, and his songs our tongues implore. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet. He of kings of heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Nails your hands and through your feet and the spear through his side.
And his body was broken for me. Yes, forever and ever his great love was proved when he suffered on dark Calvary. And the curse of the law was forever removed when his body was broken for me. Oh, love beyond human expression, compassion so boundless and free. Jesus showed his great wealth of affection when his body was broken for thee.
Well, his body was broken, but not a bone was broken. Not one bone was broken. They broke both the other thieves on each side of Christ's bones, but Christ. And that was a prophecy fulfilled in Scripture. Yes.
468, the half was never told.
468.
You know, Mom? You don't. Okay, I'm sorry. You pick another one, I guess. Somebody can.
Okay, well.
She says 504.
504. I think we've sung that song once before, but we've forgotten the tune of it. I know that my Redeemer lives, and on the earth again shall stand. I know eternal life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hand. I know that Jesus liveth. And on the earth again shall stand. I know that life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hand. I know his promise never faileth, the word he speaks it cannot die. The cruel death my flesh has sailed, yet I shall see him by and by. I know my mansion he prepareth, that where he is, there I may be. Oh, wondrous thought for me he cares, and he at last will come for me. I know that Jesus liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know that life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hand.
Five oh one. My Savior's love.
Oh, how sweet the love of my Savior appears to one so unworthy as me. I'm raised above earthly sorrows and cares, the smiles of my Savior to see. Oh, how sweet this is to me, to rest in my Savior's love, and by faith lifted to see the beauties of things above. His redeeming love set me free from my sin and brought his comforts to me. His often-bitten curse within to Jesus my Savior to flee. When the waves of trial roll over me here, the pathway of gloom my pursuit. With these hours of darkness I need never fear, for Jesus will pilot me through. Oh, how sweet this is to me, to rest in my Savior's love, and by faith live to see the beauties of things above.
Three he praised me in the morning while the day is new. Then he praised the afternoon time and the evening dew. Let me not forget to praise thee, for since on the cross they nailed thee, thy love has never failed me, and it never will. Oh, keep me with me through life's journey, else I'll lonely be. Let me ever feel thy presence, keep me close to thee. Let me not forget his Jesus, that has never yet forgot us. He'll always love us, and I know he will. But I must come to thee for comfort, to thee, Lord, alone. All that we may do for others can for sin atone. Lord, we know that thou didst tell us that the poor are always with us, and that thy love is jealous. Let us love thee more.
Awaits the sinner saved by grace through faith in God above.
There they shall see his smiling face and rest in perfect love. Dear Lord, with hope sustain our hearts while on our journey here. The blessings of thy grace impart, deliver from all fear. And when life's weary day is done and death shall give relief, take us to dwell with God's dear Son in perfect love and peace. Psalm 72A, that will be the last song we sing before we change over. 72A.
Oh God, thy judgments give the key, in reigning Son, thy righteousness. He to thy people I shall bring, with justice shall I for redress. I shall bring prosperity and he'll spring peace by righteousness. He'll judge the poor, the strong set free, and crush the men who them oppress. Till sun and moon no more are known, they shall be fear in ages all. Your covenant rain on meadows flow, and showers upon the earth that fall. The just shall flourish in his day, all lands the moon shall peace extend. From sea to sea shall be his way, and from the rivers to earth's end.
Lord, we pray you would be with us this evening. We pray that you would bless our time together around your word. And we pray that you would cause us to think on things above and not on things on this earth. This evening we pray in Christ's name. Amen. The thought of living in a perfect world is hard for us to fathom after having lived down here myself on this earth 57 years. And to think that we are going to someday live in a world that is without sin and perfect. Now, in the Hebrews, the 9th chapter, it says in the 24th verse, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." For then he must have often suffered since the foundation of the world, but now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Now it's striking to me to think about it when it says that Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Do you realize Jesus has appeared in the presence
also hard for us to understand how heaven can be built without hands. We know that Solomon's temple was built with hands. We can go back and look at the construction of Solomon's temple and all of the gold and silver and all of the different crafts, builders that built that temple. It took a lot of labor. Heaven itself is not made with hands. Jesus Christ himself is the builder. He says, if I go away, I will prepare a place for you to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. Well, when we think about this world with all of its, probably in the United States, I have no way of validating this information, probably in the United States, 60% of all of the vocations and the work are around some sort of construction. Some sort of construction. Plumbing, electrical, carpentry, steel work, and concrete roads, asphalt pavements. All of it is around some kind of construction, but the God of the universe doesn't need laborers. He doesn't need the work of our hands. Have you ever thought about creation? If you ever get a chance, pick up Arthur Pink's book, Gleanings in Genesis, and read it. It's really interesting because we see that God did not require labor to create the earth. He spoke the worlds into existence. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. That is the creative power of God, is the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. He spoke the worlds into existence. God said, let there be firmament. God said, let the waters under heaven be gathered. God said, let the earth bring forth grass. God said, let there be lights. And God made two great lights. God set them in the firmament. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures. God created great whales. God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures. God said, let us make man in our own image. Well, we see the creative nature of God manifested in his creation and how he created them. He spoke the worlds into existence. And that's exactly how the same power that created the heavens and the earth will create our mansion in heaven. It won't take architects, general contractors, plumbers, and electricians in heaven. Jesus Christ is that architect of our mansion. And it's striking to me when it says in Hebrews that he entered into the holy place. It's not entered in the holy place made with hands, but into heaven itself to appear in the presence of God for us. We already have a representative in heaven. You ever thought about that? We already have a representative in heaven. Now let's go back to Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're going to see a little bit more of this theme that is there as well. He says that in verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Yes, he entered in the presence of heaven for us, but he also is making intercession for us in heaven. Now, if we think about heaven and we think about the other world and we think about the fact that Jesus Christ is there right now and he's making intercession for us, let's go back again to Hebrews, the 7th chapter. And let's go back to the 7th chapter of Hebrews. And in verse 25, he says, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. It's not a one-time intercession that Jesus Christ is making for us. It's an ongoing thing. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. And it says the same theme there. It says, for such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Higher than the heavens. Now, when we think about heaven, we also think about the people who reside in heaven. We know that the Father and the Son reside in heaven. We know that the Comforter was given to us here to dwell with us in our hearts here. But we know that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. And we know that there are other souls that are living in heaven with God. We know that the saints are in heaven. We know that because of what he said to the thief on the cross. He said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And we know that the angels, myriads of angels, live in heaven. And they do God's bidding. We know also that the Old Testament saints are living in heaven. We know that. We saw that, what happened at the Transfiguration, where Jesus Christ was there, and we saw Elijah and we saw Moses, and they had already been given the knowledge that Jesus Christ was going to be crucified before that great event happened. One of these days we're going to be in heaven. We're going to be out of this terrible place that we're living now. And I'm sure it's going to seem like a dream at first. We'll probably maybe even think we're in a dream because we've so long lived in a world of sin and sorrow, of temptations. We know Christ himself, when he was down on this earth, was tempted of Satan 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. But we know that God the Father has given Jesus Christ an office. And that office is an office for his elect. And we know that he has completed the work that his Father sent him to do. And that should give us a great deal of comfort. He says in the 2nd chapter of Philippians, verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Notice here that there is a line drawn talking about things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. Often we think about heaven being up, the earth being in the middle, and hell being down below. But we know that God has exalted Jesus Christ above every name, and that He is in heaven, and He has done all things well. He's exalted Him, set Him on high. And Jesus Christ is our personal representative to God the Father. He's our mediator. He's our advocate. And of course, I think that it's hard for us to get our minds and our hearts around the thought of what heaven is going to be like. We know it's going to be a majestic place. We know that it's going to be a place of total sinlessness. There will be no sin there. And it's going to be quite a day. It's going to be quite a day when we find ourselves in the presence of God. And it's not just the place of heaven that's going to be so remarkable. It's going to be the fact that we are going to be absent of sin in our own bodies, in our own minds, in our own thoughts. We're going to be truly, totally sanctified there, because we're told that nothing of sin will enter heaven. And so it's going to be a place that we cannot really fathom. And in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, it says, "There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face." One of these days, we are going to see the face of Jesus Christ. And His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle there, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Well, that is quite a difference between comparing heaven with what we're living through down here on this earth. We've looked before at the actual description of heaven, which we find in the 21st chapter of Revelation. Saw heaven, a new heaven and a new earth. First heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I heard a great voice. No, I'm sorry. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself shall be with him." Right now, Jesus Christ is our representative with God. There's coming a time when we're going to be with God, and God Himself shall be with him and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Sometimes we get very sorrowful in the things that we have to go through in this life, and things are not clear to us, and we don't understand why we have to go through such toil, turmoil, and suffering and heartache. Well, here we see something different. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. And that includes mental anguish as well as physical anguish. For the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, in the 10th verse it says, He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God, and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone. There is crystal. And then it goes through and talks about the 12 gates, and it talks about all these beautiful stones that make up this city, from jasper to gold, sapphire to chalcedony and emerald, and sardonyx and sardius and chrysolite and beryl and topaz and chrysoprasus, jasmine, amethyst, pearls, and gold and transparent glass. And in the 22nd verse it says, I saw no temple therein. There's not going to be any steeples in heaven. There's not going to be any mega churches. No temples. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. The city had no need of the sun. There won't be any blistering heat in heaven. Nor need of the moon to shine it. For the glory of God did lighten it. The Lamb is the light thereof. And the 27th verse says, And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So it's totally different than this cursed earth that has been cursed by the sin of Adam. And also we find ourselves struggling with actual sins. God gives us grace to repent and turn back to Him when we sin, but yet one of these days we will not any longer be living in a cursed world, but we will be living in a perfect, pure, sanctified, holy city of the New Jerusalem. And I'm looking forward to that day when we find ourselves in the presence of Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we will no longer have the sorrows and travails of our heart living in this cursed world. We have a selection, 366, Born and Yield, 366. Do you know the tune of that?
Yeah.
366. Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sense of earth be set on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from Beulah land. I'm living on the mountain, I'm
underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land, far below the storm of doubt. Upon the world is beating sons of men in battle, along the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. Nothing there can reach me, 'tis Beulah land. Let the stormy breezes blow, their cry cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by God's hand. Here the sun is always shining, here there's naught can harm me. I am safe forever in Beulah land. Viewing here the works of God, I sink in contemplation. Hearing now His blessed voice, I see the way He planned. Dwelling in the Spirit here, I learn a full salvation. Gladly will I tarry in Beulah land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply. Dwelling in Beulah land.
Page 15. 15.
God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps on the sea and rides upon the storm. He's been a fathom of mind, of never failing skill. He treasures up His bright designs and works His sovereign will. The fearful saints which courage take, the cross and form and care, are big with mercy and will bring with blessings on your head. Just not the glorified people sense, but trust Him for His grace. Behind the frowning providence, behind the smiling face, His purpose is will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The blessed may have a bitter taste, the sweet will be the flower. Light of belief is surely there, and stand His words in vain. God is His own interpreter, and He will make it plain.
Okay, let's end with 503. 503.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through Him I must win. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares are past, hunger last, ever to rejoice. when in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whatever betide. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He doth safely keep, and He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love Him so. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Dear Lord, see the situation we've put through many years in our life today. Be with us throughout our whole lifetime. Your heaven is